Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue our preview of the season beginning with good friend of the program, Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, at Pick 6 Previews on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Brett, good morning to you. If I ask you, this is kind of a random way to start an interview, but you cover all these teams, you got all this intel and all. What storyline, what team, what is most exciting about the upcoming year in college football to Brett Ciancia?
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me on. I think the biggest intrigue this year is the new conference structuring. It's sad to see the Pac-12 go, and those teams are now scattered across the Power Four conferences, and just brings about a lot of new matchups, a lot of new playoff scenarios. So I think that's what's most intriguing on a high level. Of course, you can dig into all these different schools. Like, I'm really intrigued with Ole Miss, the way that they went through the transfer portal to try and build a championship roster compared to the high school ranks. Clemson, the opposite, no transfer portal at all. So, we can talk so many teams and storylines, but just in general, the conference realignment, the playoff tripling in size from 4 to 12, and all the transfer activity, it's going to be a lot to break down this season.
Well, as we mentioned, all these new conference affiliations, it's curious to see how it plays out in the regular season in terms of wins and losses and top tens and tougher schedules for some of the teams in the Big Ten and the SEC, but maybe easier schedules in other conferences. When I look at the top 12 or so teams in the country, we always know there's one or two that are going to disappoint. So I'm curious, just from the get-go, who are the ones that you're maybe circling and saying either I'm not buying or I'm completely out on that team? And are there any teams that are maybe in that 15, 25 to maybe even unranked range that you don't think are getting enough attention? Because we've had a lot of years in a row, I feel like, where an unranked team has ended the season in the top 10 and a top 10 team has ended the season unranked. How do you try and parcel through that in the preseason?
Yeah, for sure. Well, a couple teams that I'm fading from the AP top 10 are Michigan and Missouri. I think Michigan loses so much. 10 starters off of that offense are gone. Really, the whole offensive line has to be rebuilt. They have a coaching change, defensive coordinator change, several guys gone from the defense as well. I think in a crowded, top-heavy Big Ten, the Michigan, they're repeated. They're going to take some hits here, and they're not going to make the bracket. So while the AP has them top 10, I'm fading them. Fading Missouri as well. They had a heck of a season last year, a banner season, 11 wins, the Cotton Bowl win over Ohio State, very special. I think they're still going to have a great offense, I think, with Brady Cook and Luther Burden back. Great offense. My concern with them is defensively, they lost their coordinator, Blake Baker. LSU gave him the biggest coordinator contract in history and plucked him out of there. Lost 8 starters, too, to the pros. So I'm fading Missouri in a really crowded SEC. So those are the two I'm selling. In terms of buying, yeah, you could argue a lot of these teams. I have Utah probably as my biggest underdog that I'm buying. I have them winning a crowded Big 12, placing 8th in the country. But remember, in this new playoff bracket, conference winners are seeded 1 through 4. Yeah. So Utah, if they win the Big 12, they'll be the 3 seed in the national tournament with a bye. So that's probably the team I'm highest on that most aren't.
It's going to be interesting to see how long that format sticks, how long until we get, other non-conference champions in the SEC fighting against that. Wait, why is a 9-3 Utah team get a first-round bye and we went 10-2 and we, got to go on the road or whatever the case? So interesting to see how that works out. Oregon going to the Big 10, there are thoughts on the West Coast for people who look at them and know how probably good they've been the last handful of years and realize that this won't be a huge adjustment. Some of the Big Ten seem to think, all right, good luck playing big boy football because it's going to be harder now. When you look at Oregon, are you as high on them as everybody else is around the country? How do you feel about the Ducks in 2024?
Yeah, I'm very high on Oregon. I have them 3rd in the country. And, yeah, you hear that from a lot of Big Ten folks talking about how, Oregon's not ready for this kind of football. I think they're stuck in 2008 or something, where maybe back then Oregon was maybe more speedy, more finesse style of play with their unique offense. But that's no longer the case. This Oregon team is really, really strong in the trenches. First built by Mario Cristobal, now continued by Dan Lanning. It's just incredible recruiting now. So they have one of the best offensive lines in the country. Great, strong front seven on defense. So I think they're poised really well for this transition, and they're going to surprise these Big Ten homers.
Yeah.
But yeah, Oregon too, last bit on them is they're the only team in America to stack top 10 high school recruiting classes the last 2 years and top 10 transfer halls the last 2 years. So the amount of talent in that building is elite, and I think they're going to contend right away.
Brett Ciancia is our guest. Pick Six Previews at Pick Six Previews. You can find the whole preseason preview magazine at picksixpreviews.com. Great information in there to get you set as we're going into week zero tomorrow and then week one next week. Throwing two other, you know, former Pac-12 teams at you, I'm curious where you're at on Washington and on USC. I look at USC and I think, man, that was such a bad defense. Is it possible to be worse than that? I know they've changed some of the personnel coaching-wise, but that takes a while to get there player-wise. And they had one of the most transcendent players we've seen in college football, and they still could barely win seven games last year. Is Miller Moss going to be as good as Caleb Williams? I'm just curious where you're at on USC. And then talk about change, man. Washington lost basically everything, but they feel like they're bringing in a proven starter, a quarterback with a young freshman with a lot of talent behind him. Where are you at on USC and Washington going into year one of the Big Ten?
Yeah, well, start with Washington, coming off of a national title appearance, but they lose 20 starters out of 22 off of that title team. So much gone, coaching transition. And then they also got the worst welcome gift ever to the Big Ten. It's the hardest schedule in the conference. They play seven of the top eight in the conference. It's ridiculous. So they're going to take some growing pains here. And it reminds me of the TCU team 2 years back that made a surprise run to the national title with Max Duggan. But the following year took a huge correction. So I think you're going to see that with Washington, a transition year. USC, I've been calling them the anti-Iowa because, like you said, they're all offense, no defense. If you could just pair those two things together, USC offense and Iowa defense would be a national champion. But, Caleb Williams is gone. Miller Moss stepped up in the bowl game and threw five touchdowns against Louisville in that game. So I think he's poised to be the next guy in line there. And defensively, yeah, it's a change up finally. He got rid of his coordinator, Alex Grinch, who had struggled, brought in three experienced coordinators. He got Doug Belk from Houston, Matt Entz, the Bison head coach from North Dakota State, and then Danton Lynn coming across town from UCLA. So I think three really good minds coming in the door can maybe unlock some of that talent that we know that USC has waiting there. It's always top recruiters, but I think this might be able to unlock that. So top 25 caliber for sure with USC.
Interesting. Notre Dame's one of those teams that traditionally plays a pretty hard schedule. This year, not really the case, and they've added a proven veteran starting quarterback, I would argue, in Riley Leonard. Is it playoff for bus? Where are you at on Marcus Freeman going into the season?
Yeah, I like what Marcus Freeman is building there. He's been able to elevate the recruiting profile a bit. He's got him really strong on offensive line and defensive line. And yeah, when you look at their schedule, probably their hardest game's the opener. They're going into Texas A&M, and it's one of those positional matchups where Notre Dame just lost a couple tackles to injury, and Texas A&M has a great D-line. So that's a tough game within the game. But aside from that A&M game, they're probably going to be favored the whole way. A tough one is they host Florida State, and they go at USC. But out of that lineup, I think they go 10-2 or 11-1. And in the old format, that would be you're on the outside looking in. But here in this expanded playoff, I think that Notre Dame is in either scenario. So they did claim one of my 12 spots in my preview magazine playoff prediction.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's go through the rest of the 11. I love doing this as we get, you know, the season starting. It's so fun. Kind of, you know, it's like, it reminds me of March Madness, filling out your bracket and you got your teams and, you know, kind of fill the thing out when it comes out every March. So we need to make this a regular thing where you can fill out and put your teams in and make your graphic of who you think is going to go. So who are the playoff teams for you this year, and who do you think takes home the national championship?
Yeah, well, remember, the four conference winners got the automatic bids and the byes. So from there, I went with a little chalk at the top with Georgia and Ohio State from the SEC and the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Utah, maybe a shock pick there at Big 12, winning the Big 12. Miami to win the ACC. Not many other folks have that one. So those are my four winners. From there, I think the SEC gets more teams in. They'll get the most in because they have the strongest schedules, and you just know the committee values them more, for right or wrong. So I think that they get four in there. I have the runner-up Texas, I have Ole Miss, and Alabama all coming in from the SEC. From the Big Ten, I do have Ohio State winning it, but I've got Oregon there close, and Penn State getting a bid. I have Notre Dame as a wild card. And that leaves us with one spot left. I have Florida State as a runner-up in the ACC. And then, of course, the last piece of this is the non-AQ champion. They're giving an automatic bid to the lowest non-AQ. I've got Boise State, and wouldn't that be fitting for the old BCS Busters to get it at that first crack at that bracket? So kind of a David Goliath matchup. It'd be Boise heading into Austin, Texas to take on the Giant. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be so fun. Who do you think wins the old thing this year? Who's your preseason champion?
I'm going Ohio State. They have it all this year. They have the returning starters. They have elite recruiting. They have great transfers. But they also have the intangible of the motivational card. I know that sounds silly, but they've lost three straight years to Michigan. That's unacceptable in Columbus. Just saw Michigan hoist the national title trophy. So they went all in this offseason. They hired Chip Kelly as a coordinator. They signed some of the best transfers in America. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, all their chips are on the table here. I think it's Ohio State's year.
Everybody's got October 12th circled down here, man. We cannot wait for that game. Ohio State at Autzen. Sounds like a 4:30 kick on NBC. College football is here. What a glorious time of year. Brett Ciancia, go check out the preview. Pick6previews.com, at Pick6previews on Twitter. Go give them a follow. Thanks so much for the time, man. I know you're probably doing a million of these a day, so I appreciate the time out here in Portland, and have fun watching a little Week Zero action tomorrow.
Oh, same to you. Thanks for having me, and good luck Oregon this year.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.